Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike Fritz, best show on the radio. Thank you for listening. 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Our favorite folks, I'm sure they're happy that I'm wearing a pea hat today instead of a Yankee hat.
So. People weren't thrilled with the Yankee cap yesterday.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
I mean, you were replying to people in like the 6 o'clock hour this morning about how if Jalen could do it, why couldn't
I? Well, it's one guy.
No, I saw like four.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, because I don't do it when it happens anymore. So I wake up at 6.
Yeah,
that's when I check the Twitter.
It, yeah.
You wake up at 6. You're like, I'm going to get these guys.
Well, you know, I saw.
It's a strategy.
I had to stop at a liquor store yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Reverting.
Just that. What's that?
No, you going to the booze?
Yeah. No. And then a gift. But what was his name? Clayton was like, yo, they're breaking your stones over the Yankee hat today, weren't they? And I was like, they sure were. But then he smiled and they thought it was funny.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
There we go.
It works.
Yes. The top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. At Roto-Rooter, the nightmare before Christmas has a whole other meaning. When the holidays cause havoc on your plumbing, call the pros at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So as always, a lot of funny stuff out there that I think would add to a good top five.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at number five, it's actually just the drops that were added to the show this week.
Oh, okay.
So I could have done a top five
of the
on
ones
just
added.
The drops that were added to the show this week. But in case you missed some of them. There were some great ones. Starting with this one from Tasty Cake Dom out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, talking about Embiid's shot selection.
I don't think his shot selection was any different than any other game.
Oh, my God. Did I want... What? God. Oh, my God.
That's the one.
That's my God.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Yeah. If you can make a caller react like that,
yeah,
it means you're on to something. We also have Broge drop this out of nowhere.
I'm going to be smacking these lips and making some sex noises.
Yeah, seriously. That was out of control.
It was aggressive. All talk about the snack of the night on John Johnson's show.
Yeah.
On John Johnson's show. This one didn't expect, and I'm not sure I can even play it. But Jaws dropped this earlier today.
If the game means nothing, you know, some guys get in big games, their butt gets so tight you can't drive a nail up it, you know?
Yeah. Just classic, right?
Yeah, that was
just guys being dudes.
That was flaming right there. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that one was pretty intense.
Yeah, that was aggressive.
Yeah. It was pretty intense.
A nail. How do you know just how tight that is? Have you?
You couldn't drive a nail up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a lot.
That sounds like something one of the 70s football coaches said.
Yes. Yeah, you even stopped him. You didn't even let him keep going.
No, we couldn't let him go with that. That was definitely a Nick Saban ism right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick Vermeil yelling
that. That's an old coach's. Yeah.
But the one that has already turned into a staple on this
on
this program was courtesy of old Michael B.
Bruce Smith with
no, that's actually, well, yeah. He's old.
Yeah,
he still can play.
An old man. What'd you think of the D?
Well, I thought the defense did great.
Avant like a total pro.
Yeah,
keeps going.
Yeah, just got, yeah.
Doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
I don't think Avant is aware of that. Yeah.
I think the Michael B drop has already been played 15 times
already?
This week afterwards.
Yeah, 3 days.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the D?
it's perfectly said.
Well, it's so sultry the way you say it.
I know.
It. Yeah.
What'd
yeah.
you think of the D?
One more time.
What'd you think of the D?
Total pro.
Oh, goodness.
Fourth piece of audio. Oh, I don't know if you guys saw this. your boy LeBron, was back last night trying to make jokes. Here's LeBron after the game.
It stands out about the level that Keontae George is playing at this season.
Confidence.
You think he's an all-star level so far?
No, I'm the wrong guy to ask that question, champ. I watch YouTube golf these days, so...
Just watching YouTube golf
just
these
watching
days.
YouTube.
He's just
he has
golf
no
guy.
Idea how good the players on the other teams
doesn't
are.
Doesn't even care.
There's
anymore.
A guy that's locked in.
And called him Champ.
Champ.
Yeah, yeah, no Champ's idea, a tough
Champ.
One.
Well, I was wondering if the guy's name was actually Champ.
No shot.
No shot.
Dude,
there's no one named Champ anymore.
How can you... LeBron sucks, man. He sucks. You're on a team that is trying to win a championship. Mm-hmm. They're a good team. The guy asks you, what do you think of Keontae George this? Oh, I don't know.
He's like a young third-year player. Probably yeah. idolized you his entire life.
No, I don't know. I watch YouTube golf.
Doesn't even care
you,
about
you the... sound locked in, LeBron. You yeah. sound as locked in as always. That guy sucks, man. He sucks.
He does.
Sucks. At least he didn't lie this time.
Yeah.
This is the first time in 10 years he hasn't lied. So.
Well, he's got ripped for the lying. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah. He knows we're on him.
Yeah.
He's trying to be real. Third funniest piece of audio, one of our favorites, Jody Mack. So no longer hosting shows on the Infinity Network.
Yeah, a note to all the Infinity Sports Network.
Used to be
folks.
CBS Sports.
It was CBS Sports Radio, then it was the Infinity Sports Record Network. Now it's all going to Westwood One. But so many of the people I worked with and friends that are no longer working because of that. So Maggie and Perloff and EJ, want to send them love.
Yeah.
Of course, Bill Ryder, Zach Gelb.
Dave Shepard.
Dave Shepard, JR. You know, all those folks. So yeah. Bart Winkler, you know, yeah. all those guys.
All those guys.
Yeah.
So Zach Gelb had Jody on.
Okay.
For one last, like, hurrah,
okay.
I guess.
Yep.
And he asked for one special request from Jody, who is known to cough on the air.
Oh, yeah. Could we get one final cough, Jody?
Holy
there
cow.
We go. The Mac Man.
That was a hearty one, too.
Which got me thinking about some of the best Jody coughs here on these airwaves. And
wait,
I compiled.
On command. That was a
yeah,
thick
on command.
One on
no,
command.
He's a cougher. Here yeah. are some of the best Jody coughs on these airwaves.
I know it's the worst thing in the world to ask, Eagle fans. You want to know every minute of every single day. Excuse me. I'm getting all choked up.
Shawnee's up on 94 WIP. Hey, Sean.
Yo, boss. Sorry to bother you at work.
Don't bother.
Oh, God. How you doing, man?
You're killing me. Tomorrow night. What an idiot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, are you crazy, man? How could you do that to Jody Mack, man?
Dude, D.A., David Amendolara, I must have done an hour on one of those ones. I mean, we are not the first ones to play. D.A. was obsessed with it. I didn't think D.A. was going to talk about anything else other than Jody's coughs.
Man, those are some...
Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
I know it's the worst thing in the world to ask, Eagle fans. You want to know every minute of every single day. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up.
Shawnee's up on 94 WIP. Hey, Sean.
Oh,
yo, boss. Sorry to bother you at work.
Don't bother.
Come on, man.
How you doing, man?
You're killing me.
Oh, God.
What an idiot.
Oh, man.
It sounds like it's alien or
oh,
something.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Man, you gotta put them cancer sticks down, man. This smoking is tough, man.
Oh my goodness. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale is going on right now. Save 40% off any window and door. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
I know it's the worst thing in the world to ask, Eagle fans. You want to know every minute of every single day. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up.
Shawnee's up on 94 WIP. Hey, Sean.
Yo, boss. Sorry to bother you at work.
Don't bother.
Oh. How you doing, man?
You're killing me.
What an idiot.
The last one sounded like a wolf. It sounded like a wolf tearing into a person.
He's eating the microphone.
Come on, man.
Okay. All right.
Love joke.
The best. The second funniest pieces of audio that I found in the last week. We play actually a good amount of Mad Dog audio on this show.
Yeah.
And he put out just an unbelievable thing yesterday. Here's Mad Dog.
Eddie Erickson, of course, Colin Schmeling. They're in the house today as we crank it up. A little cranky to get ourselves going. Troy Aikman has passed as far as guest opportunities are concerned. He had some prior engagements, so we don't have Troy on today.
I got worried. Holy cow.
Mad Dog is
the best.
I had
that balls in there. Like, yeah. Troy Aikman has passed.
He didn't even correct himself.
Yeah.
Detroit Aikman's passed as a guest.
Yes, yeah. As a guest.
Nailed it. Everyone's had a heart attack,
man,
for a second there.
Yeah, when I heard it, I'm like, what?
I know. I didn't think we missed that piece of audio.
He said it so nonchalantly. Yeah. Detroit Aikman's passed.
Yeah, no big deal.
But the best piece of audio.
Oh, it's more.
Yeah, number one. You got to listen to those creeps in the morning. Try to navigate their way through this. Just cringeworthy audio from the morning show. Here it is.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
I've always considered that Brenda Lee attractive just based on the sound of her voice.
Joe, I 1,000,000% agree with you.
Right?
I've never seen her. I have no idea what she looks like.
She looks
yeah,
like,
same. But
wait,
she's gorgeous.
I actually,
she is gorgeous.
The singer of this song?
Yeah.
I thought I recently read that she, not to like kill the vibe here, that she was like 14 years old when she sang this song.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I don't know if it's true. Because okay. She sounds like she's
I don't think that's true.
That does kill the vibe.
I don't even know her name.
I will say that does kill the vibe.
I'm sorry.
that's a different
deal. I'll look into it.
Unfortunately, like, Devin is correct. She was 13.
At the time that she sang it?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My heart is
Well, that's Leanne Rimes. Devastating.
Yep, there you go, Joe. Perv.
Well, James joined in.
Yeah, James is like, she's hot. She's gorgeous.
Hot. Yeah, she's so hot.
And without even seeing her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh,
that was nice, Devin.
Thankfully, Devin was there to save everyone. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Do you think anybody else would have known?
I would.
Somebody
would eventually would have called him. Yeah. Oh, that was at 6:38 in the morning.
Oh, they tried to sneak that.
Yeah, that was early.
6:38, yeah.
How about Joe? Yeah, you know, I've always thought she was so hot because of her voice. Jane, I agree.
She's 14.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We would never do something like that on this show. Mm-hmm. All right. How do I go into the Blue Chew thing here?
What'd you think of the D?
That's the way to do it.
You don't want her asking that question.
I wish you'd get rid of that drop, man.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Unless Barkan gets a little offended.
Yeah.
I don't think he's
offended. Yeah, I will quit before we get rid of that drop. Absolutely not. I will stand in front of a train for that drop. Okay, Blue Chew. Play the thing again real quick.
What'd you think of the D?
If the answer is not quite good enough, then Blue Chew can help.
There we go.
You know? Blue Chew is going to send you some chewables. Well, after you go to BlueChew.com, you meet with their medical professionals online. And don't worry, it takes 10 minutes. They just need to figure out what the right mix of their product is for you. They're going to send you these chewables. And what they're going to do is get you in the bedroom back to your best. So when, you know, when that question is asked, the answer is, it was amazing.
Best ever.
Right.
You're back.
You're back.
You're back.
Yeah.
I want to hear that answer.
Yeah. You're back.
Hasn't been that way in 10 years.
Yeah. All of a sudden, she's asking, hey, what are you doing tonight? You busy? You know?
That's Everything is hard.
Yes, Blue Chew is going to bring you back to your best with those chewables. And don't worry, as I said, you don't have to go to the doctor's office. It happens at BlueChew.com. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. No, 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 no. They send it to you in a discreet...
Hard!
Package!
There you go. And your first month is going to be free. It's the holiday season, so Jack is paying for your first month. And I know you're laughing, going, ha, 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 Jack's not actually paying for the first month. He is. Your first month is going to be free. All you do is pay for the shipping. How does that happen? Use code 94 at checkout. All you have to do is pay for the shipping, $4 or $5, whatever. And then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
You didn't do it, yo.
215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Afternoon, gents. How everybody feeling?
What's up, CJ?
For
this weekend. Hey, just trying to make it. Gonna go see some high school football playoffs. Watch these birds win.
Man, high school football still going, huh?
Man, this Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if y'all know about anything, but in Texas, football, dude. They stadiums around here for high school look better than some. It's better than Washington Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm with you there. Yes, sir. I just thought we were on the basketball in high school.
Nah, this is the state championships.
Okay.
Weekend, so. But, hey, just so you know, Ike.
Yes.
The delegation is standing behind you. Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie.
Wait a minute. That is not a delegation issue.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, we ride with it, baby. You know what I'm saying? We got black people in the movie.
Yeah, black people in the movie.
And we didn't die through the first thing. So we definitely riding with it being a Christmas movie.
You know, it gets very difficult when you make it a delegation issue because it makes it harder for me to argue against. Then you can make the delegation make any movie a Christmas movie if they wanted to.
Die Hard. But you see none of Jack's. Jack put in doggone TV shows.
I know. He's an idiot.
Hey,
he's stupid.
You didn't get one black movie. Jack, here you go. I got a black movie.
Yeah, you didn't get, we're having to, I started
Friday
to throw
after
something
Nick.
Out there. Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Friday after Nick.
That's
there you
another
go.
One. Yep.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Yep.
Yeah, it's Christmas people all through the movie. They got Christmas parties. They got Santa Claus.
Santa Claus some, robbing people.
Yep. Exactly. It's hilarious. It's good. Don't watch. Let the kids watch it until they're about 13. But you can watch it with the kids. I'm telling you right there.
Mm-hmm.
You and your wife have some wine and some beers, put it on the garage since you're in the neighborhood. Hey, you'd be good to go, Jack.
All right.
You got a TV? You got a TV in your garage yet?
Nah, not yet.
Jack, you ain't in the subdivision until you got a TV in your
garage. No, he rolls it out on the deck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll figure it out next year. I'm going to get like a projector. I don't know. We're working it out.
Wow.
Man, when you
it's a projector. Books around here, man.
There's no books being sold. Ringthebellbook.com.
You get your refrigerator and a TV in the garage, and then you're doing that. You do a lot of man things.
Ah, don't worry. I got the beer fridge in the garage. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It's right next to the books, the box of books.
It actually is not a bad call. Have you been in my garage? Feels like you have been.
I'm just saying. There's both garages. But, hey, I wanted to call in before, you know, say y'all made it for the holidays. You know, just been a weird year. But you guys, you know, every day I know I had a reason to laugh, get mad. You know what I'm saying? I just want to appreciate y'all for that. I wish y'all and your families well wishes and season's best.
Aw, thank you, CJ.
I appreciate that, brother.
No problem, man.
Hey, same to you and yours, yes. Same to you and yours, CJ. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Go Birds!
Go Birds. Oh, that was it from CJ. Just wanted to wish us a...
How about that?
He cannot turn the diehard thing into a delegation issue. That is unfair. It makes it difficult.
Well, I didn't
turn making it racial. Can't make it racial.
I didn't know it was a delegation issue.
It is not.
He was just pretty much saying the delegation is supporting my idea.
Your position.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah. I don't. Have you heard this guy sing Creed? You really want the delegation behind that guy?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When the delegation gets behind me, don't try to knock them from being behind me.
Yeah, okay, I won't
keep
do
them
that.
With me.
Yes, that's a good point. You've had your issues in the past.
Yes, it's a constant battle.
Yep. 205-592-9494. OG Wade, Santa himself, you're
another
on WIP.
Member of the delegation.
Yes, what's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
How you doing, OG?
Man,
I'm sitting here laughing my butt off over that Joe and yeah, James really stuck his foot in something there, didn't he?
He sure did.
He got right in that damn pot, boy.
Yep. He's like, you know what, Joe? I totally agree. He was 10 toes down, agreeing with Joe DiCamera on that one.
He was excited about it, too, boy. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You're going to jail with him. Yep. You're going, to jail with him.
Hey, listen. I listened to Anthony earlier when y'all was talking about Jalen's upbringing and you know, development and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my input on that one is I think Howie and Jeffrey knew exactly what they were getting in Jalen. Not meaning, you know, like he was going to be what he is. But in terms of Lincoln Riley being an advisor for the Eagles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because they've been trying to get him to be their head coach for the longest, and he keep turning them down. So they say, what the hell? We might as well use him as an advisor. So they've had a long-time relationship even before Jalen got to Oklahoma. But him being the one letting them know that Jalen could be something, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And try to get this guy in. So I think Howie's job is basically – to draft Jalen and do as much as you can do to surround him with the necessary help that you believe a quarterback needs to be successful. It's not his job to develop Jalen. It's Jalen's job to take on coaching, to go and work hard, to get better. This is why I hate when people put draft picks on the GMs. The GMs looking at tape, and they drafting these guys off of what they've seen, and then they do get reports on them. How are they? What they... Now, the fact that they get full off of being drafted and they don't reset their goals and they get high off of getting all this money and don't go and work on their craft and work to be a great player or a good player, that's not on Howie. You know what I'm saying? So I think Jalen took what he was given and he's making the best of it. You know what I'm saying? And the organization is being rewarded or is appreciating the person, the man, the player that he is. And Jalen will continue to evolve. But what we have to realize is that this guy, since he's been here, has been to the playoffs every year, never had a losing season, been to two Super Bowls, won one, lost one, and is still growing and developing. You're not going through growing pains. You're going through growing, you know, experiences. Like the growing pains is being put out, not making it to the playoffs. Like Joe Burrow, he asked them to go and give him this, give him that, and they gave him everything. And remember, coming into this year, the whole thing about Joe Burrow was he's on the hot seat. If he don't make the playoffs this year, you know, now you really going to know something. And he comes up lame talking about he don't know if he want to be in that situation no more. To me, that's lame. And I don't think we got that in jail. And I think we got a great future with this young kid, you know what I'm saying, and to continue investing in him because he's only going to get better. And I think we need to appreciate that more than his velocity that he throws with and the fact that he don't deliver the ball the way that people want him to deliver the ball. The man is going through this. Let him work through it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, it's working.
Yep.
I think we all can agree to that.
Yep. And the Eagles have already got their return on their investment.
Yeah.
They won a
and,
Super Bowl.
And then the notion of someone saying – like Joe Gilles, he's mediocre to be paying a guy $50 million. You're not paying a guy $50 million. You're paying him $50 million for what is the going rate for a quarterback in this league as a starter. That's what you're paying. You know what I'm saying? He's not the highest paid player quarterback in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? So he's not draining us in that way. He's not demanding that you sign this player and sign that player. And I think that when we hear people say, I would like to see certain players in with this team. Well, I think that's unfair because Jalen is a part of building this team. So you can't have it that way.
What?
Those players that you think is better than him, let them win where they at with what they got. Don't try to put him in Jalen's shoes. Jalen ain't trying to put himself in their shoes.
What does that mean?
To get his victories.
I don't understand. I don't understand that. No.
Meaning this.
Yeah.
Jalen... We're not asking Jalen to be in someone else's team to see if he could do certain things. He's had to be successful with what he has. That's what I'm saying. But Josh Allen, y'all saying, oh, he could come to the Eagles. No, why ain't Josh Allen in doing it where I'm just calm down. I'm not attacking him or you.
I'm calm, but nobody's talking about Josh Allen coming to Philly. I don't understand what you're talking about.
They said Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Joe Burrow could come to Philly and win the championship. You don't know that.
Well, you don't know anything.
You would hope.
Yeah, you would hope. Yeah, and if they had an opportunity to get Joe Burrow, they would consider it and maybe try.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm just saying, with Jalen, you know what you got. So it's not you're not going into the dark wondering what if.
Well, but you're not going into the dark if you're trading for Joe Burrow. He's not like a mystery box.
Well, he's supposed to be an elite quarterback, but he ain't been in the playoffs in the last 4 years. And ain't had the success that he was projected to have. So I think it's kind of a mystery box.
No, it's not a mystery box.
A hide-and-go seek. Where is he?
I mean, I know you don't want to do this, but if you think if Jalen was on the Bengals the last couple years, do you think they would be really good or no?
I do think that with Ja'Marr Chase and Chase, you damn right they would. The reason why they didn't make the playoffs, they couldn't run the ball.
No, it's because of their defense. It's because of their defense.
No, it's not. Everybody keeps saying that.
It is.
Well, why did Jalen Hurts make the playoffs with a 30th ranked defense, giving up 30 points a game? Joe Burrow's defense was ranked 28th, and he couldn't.
They
make
weren't
the
30 some when they were 10-1.
Yeah, they got worse as the year went on.
Yes, they were, bozos.
No, they weren't. Everyone misremembers that year because you guys love to prop up your little quarterback. Everyone just misremembers that year. They were not giving up 30 points a game when they were 10-1. They shut down the Dolphins in the second half. They shut down Dak in the second half. Like, they collapsed, yes, defensively, and ended up that way, but they're not the worst defensive league the entire year.
How many comeback wins did Jalen have to perform?
At the beginning of the year, sure. But they were not the worst defense in the league.
Came back from double-digit deficits, too.
Oh, all the time. It's amazing.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So the defense was bad. Dude, we was getting defensive backs off the damn streets. Don't tell me
second half of the year. Second half of the year. Yes, it was.
I did my homework, so you need to go do yours. All right. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good call there, OG.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, OG.
I appreciate you. I don't deal with that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Right there.
All right. What doesn't he deal with? Christmas? Or Joe Burrow?
Feelings, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, like happy anything. Okay. He doesn't do happy birthday, none of that.
Oh, really? He's something else.
I don't deal with that stuff.
I just let him go, and he realized I wasn't going to fight with him, so he just kept pushing.
He just kept pushing. Yeah. There you go. So you're reading it.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494 as we get into the last portion of the program.
Already.
On Football Friday.
I'm going to stay here another hour.
Have fun.
Me and Teeks.
Yeah. I'm sure Teeks wouldn't mind. We'll have our picks, our weekend picks, coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel Friday, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Now, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited-time specials to get you in the zone. Boost, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. Now, this just isn't another promo you're hearing. It's your weekly pregame, NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.